Blog Talk Radio.
It feels better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referee's whistle blows. Weekend warriors toe to toe. Football. 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 Football.
Unfortunately, no one can be told what the Matrix is.
Like water. Be water, my friend.
Good evening, it's from live to you and your podcast. I am Team Matrix. You can check out the show live for Football America, the website. Just going to the KOP division. We broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio Network, so blogtalkradio.com/football. And it's wrapped up. Regular season is done. We've got all the 11 teams locked and loaded in the playoffs in a wild first week or last week of the playoffs. So just go through the scores from last week. Lock in your brackets. If you go to blogtalkradio.com, click on the KOP division, the bracket, everything's laid in there. Really wild finish of the NWO Bulls game, but really not unexpected, but definitely didn't get there. And I guess in conventional fashion, as the NWO has locked the number one seed for the playoffs, they'll be looking to defend their flag football or their Super Flag Bowl championship, and they can look now to go back-to-back. They've got two championships, but have not done a back-to-back, so they could sit themselves in there with Barr and the Stallions and get a double championship, defend that back-to-back. So that should be interesting. So they locked in the number one seed. So the playoff bracket is sitting up on the website in terms of times, games. We'll sort of go through that real quickly in terms of all the games and how they stack up and how they sit together. One thing, too, if you look at the playoff bracket, I'll take a look. We'll kind of go through the final standings, how the teams sort of stack up in there nice and tight. Is NWO did secure the number one seed. They had the same record as the Mustangs, but by percentage points and head-to-head and all that good stuff. They nearly averted a tie going against the Bulls, and they actually won that game in the very last second. So how the final standings will sit is NWO number one at 9-1, Mustangs 9-1, both teams getting 9 wins, only 1 loss. Then the rest of the teams fall out of this, 7-3 Bulls, 6-4 Fun and Gun. Stallions jump in there at 5-5 as the number 5 seed. So that's a team that, although they've only won 5 games, really good defense. Actually, I think they're about fourth in the league in offense. I mean, defense, rather. Don't score a lot of points, but really good defensively. So, good surprise for them. SPVD sits back. At one point, both these teams were winless, but they sort of jumped in there in the 5th and 6th spot. So, USLI is both 5-5. Good season for them. Finished 500. And then your bottom team in terms of record would be Spartans, Action Crazy, 1-1, and Hot Boys. So, should be an interesting playoff scenario here in terms of how the teams rack and stack. But basically what happened is since there's 11 teams, NWO will be first. So they'll sort of just quote-unquote get a bye out of the first round, and the other 10 teams will stack in there. So how they'll sort of finish it is, or how they'll look in the bracket, is for the first round of the playoffs, you basically will have your first game of the day will be your 11th seed versus your 6th seed and your 10th versus your 7th seed. So it'll be 1-1 versus USLI. Both teams blue are around in terms of uniforms, and then you'll have the Hot Boys versus SPD. That will be your first two games at 9 o'clock. Winner of those first two games go in this bracket is that the winner of the SPD game at 9 will go right after and play the Bulls, and then the winner of the USLI 1 game will play at 11, and they'll play the Mustang. So basically that those four teams, those first two games, will sit in that bracket. And then at the upper end of the bracket, you'll have this, your 8 and 9 game, will be the Spartans versus Action Crazy at 10, and then that winner of that game will play at 11 versus NWL. So that will be the first, basically, 8 teams locked and loaded in the bracket there, first 9 teams, rather. And then on the outside looking in will be Fun and Gun versus Stallion. So pretty much tough draw for them as they sit there in the middle of the pack. So they really won't get a, quote-unquote, sub-500 team in the first round. They definitely draw up the middle of the pack. So it should be an interesting game there. So what you're looking at in terms of just board is you got Bulls, Mustangs, and WO all sitting a first-round bye for the most part. They'll wait the winners of the Action Crazy Spartans, 1-1 USLI, H&F Silent, Silent but Deadly. And then the fourth team they intend to frame, that because that first team buyout would be standing in front of guns. So all that's sitting on the bracket, and then what you'll end up with is you end up with your last four teams pretty much sitting in after the 12 o'clock game. So going down from 11 teams to four, that's how it'll sit in the bracket. So it should be interesting to see, you know, what will happen to those other teams, particularly the first two games, is that you got Action Crazy now, who, right, after I think they forfeited two games about midway through the season, have come on strong to play. One thing to note, too, in the last three scores is, like I said, NWO escaped the Bulls on the last play, of the game, averting an overtime. Actually, it was sudden death, so they averted overtime or tie going into the last season. One other thing, too, to look at in terms of you look at the last week's scores, the Stallions beat the Hot Boys, no surprise, 24-12. Action Crazy actually lost to the Stallions in their second game of the day, 19-13. Fun and Gun beat the Spartans 26-12. SBD beat U.S. Y by a point, 19-18. NWO beat Fun and Gun, 19-6. And then the Bulls were defeated by NWO 19-13. USLI won over Action Crazy 25-19. And then Mustangs, right, no match for, by the way, a 1-1 no patch for the Mustangs, who closed the season out with a 52-0 loss. So in terms of power rankings, pretty much no NWO, Bulls, Fun and Gun kind of sit in that top region, and then pretty much anyone, if you look at it, a surprise win, Action Crazy, could cause problems for the Spartans at the 8-9 game. You kind of look to see for that Hot Boys SBD game, depending on how H&F plays, it actually beats SBD. So you could get the Hot Boys with a first round win, and they could sneak in there and beat the Bulls. So it should be interesting what those first four teams under the Stallions Fleming Young game will look like. So, you know, been a great season in terms of, like I said, we'll break down all the highlights or the top performers as we go into the next week. But look at this rack of team, and you say to yourself, okay, who really can step up and stand out? I mean, we're looking at points and looking at some of the teams that are scoring some of the best points in terms of stats or giving up to a takeaway ratio. Let's look at the best defense. I mean, look at the best teams in the league. NWO Mustangs giving up 64-68 respectively. Surprisingly enough, in the middle part of the pack, now this might just be because they had some forfeit wins, is Action Crazy, the Bulls, and I believe Spartans sit better out there in defense. So they haven't really allowed more than 150 points. So surprisingly enough, those teams don't really allow points. But on the other hand, they don't score a lot of points. So if you look at some of your best offenses, it's NWO Mustangs, both scoring over 250 or 220, where the Mustangs actually have scored the most blowouts in the last week to kind of push them over. And then your third and your fourth offenses are Fun and Gun, although has been blown out in a couple games, still scores over 19 a game, and then Stallions surprisingly sitting in that fourth spot. So you look at the team and you look at that matchup, is that, you know, the Stallions could come out and really make their way into a Final Four. I know, like I said, they've had that crazy loss in the past to the Bar in that thrilling game in that C1, but, you know, if they play together and can sort of find themselves and play consistently, they could definitely cause some problems here in the playoffs. So should be interesting to see what happens in the stretch. So what we'll do is next week we'll break down Super Flag Bowl, we'll break down all the teams, we'll break down top performances of the year, we'll go through any award winners that come up, because you look at some of the teams and it's really up in the air. I mean, if you look at a team that has like a best player in the league, best MVP, personally, Team Matrix thinks your top five players are Brandon from the Bar, not Bar, Brandon from NWO, Ryan from Fun and Gun. You've also got some of your top performers at the quarterback spot. I mean, you look at Rich is always in the discussion. Now, if you're not maybe talking about best player, you might just be talking maybe most value to his or her team. But some of your MVP conversations, you can definitely talk about, you know, Jenna from the Spartans, or you're talking Taz, or you're talking some of the other females on other teams that have really stepped up. You're always talking NWO females, or Justine, or Christine, or Kelly. So interesting to see how that'll work, particularly with some of the award winners like best rusher or even best tight end. But we'll see. I mean, like I said, we'll kind of see how the awards will shake out during the season, and take it from there. So a little abbreviated show this week. Just wanted to kind of go through all the brackets, check out the brackets, on FlagFootballAmerica.com. If you come to the KOP division, you can check all the scores from the previous weeks on that bracket as well. Hope to get one special guest on the show next week. You can also get a couple members of the Flag Football Advisory Board in here sort of just to go through some of the playoff results and go through sort of a preview of Super Flag Bowl number 15. So for myself, Team Matrix, you can also check out the stats on flagfootballamerica.com/KOP. And if there's any other information you need, like if it's stats or the playoff bracket, it just sits there on the main page. There is a bracket that sits up there, and you can just go through each of the seedings. So for myself, the Flag Football Advisory Board, we'll see you next week and in the playoffs.